Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story yesterday in the Republic of America, state police still have not identified a Sharon man whose body was found in a car that struck a rock and caught fire along Route 7 on October 3rd. But according to the story, friends and relatives of Galen Schwint are planning a memorial service. A celebration of the life is planned for this Sunday from noon till 3 at Dennis Hill in Norfolk. Friends and relatives also have started a GoFundMe account to help with funeral expenses. Metro North Railroad announced yesterday crews will install positive tray control equipment between Wissahick and Southeast from Wednesday, October 17th through Sunday, October 21st, which will result in temporary service changes on the Upper Harlem Line. Crews will install two antenna poles and two radio boxes that are required in order to make positive train control operational on the branch. Metro North will perform a fiber optic splice that allows the newly PTC-installed equipment to communicate with the rest of the system. Positive train control is technology designed to reduce the potential for human error that can lead to train-involved accidents. To accommodate the safety upgrade and maintenance improvements to the Harlem Line, buses will substitute for trains traveling between Wissahick and Southeast from 9:30 until 5 p.m. from Wednesday, October 17th through Friday, October the 19th. Governor Cuomo yesterday announced that $40 million will be made available to support solar projects that integrate energy storage, accelerating progress towards New York's energy storage target of 1,500 megawatts by 2025. The projects will build towards Governor Cuomo's mandate that 50% of the state's electricity come from renewable resources by 2030 to combat climate change and build a cleaner, more resilient, and affordable energy system. A new literary festival is coming to Norfolk, Connecticut, founded by local culture lovers with support from the Norfolk Foundation, beginning today, running through October 14th. The weekend-long program consisting of five literary conversations among 10 writers, critics, and environmentalists that will be in attendance. More information at norfolkfoundation.net. Copaic Park's 14th annual Bloody Demons Haunted House will be at the Copaic Park building. It'll start and run tonight and tomorrow night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m., and then October 19th and 20th from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. with a hayride after the haunted house, weather permitting. It's put on by the Copaic Parks and Recreation. Lakeville Journal and the League of Women Voters of Litchfield County once again co-sponsoring a candidate's debate for those running for the state 64th House and 30th State Senate District. It'll be held at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in room 133 at 6:30 tonight. The moderator of the debate will be Pat Donovan of Litchfield, a longtime member of the League. The event will be videotaped by CATV6 and also by Robin Hood Radio and presented on the radio and also on CATV6 at regular dates in the next few weeks. Lifeguard training program at Taconic Hills program. American Red Cross certification starts October 22nd, but the registration deadline is October 13th. Age requirement, you must be 15 or older. The program does have a cost. More information, taconichills.k12.ny.us/adult-ed. The South Berkshire Household Hazardous Waste Collaborative is once again teaming up with the Center for Ecotechnology, holding a paint and oil collection for 15 Berkshire County towns at the Great Barrington Recycling Center located at 601 Stockbridge Road, Saturday, October 13th from 9 until 1. You must pre-register online for the event. More information, 1-888-577-8448, extension 14. A household hazardous waste collection day being held in Connecticut on Saturday the 13th from 9 till 2 at Torrington Street Department. Now for the towns, well, it's Canaan, Cornwall, Litchfield, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon and Torrington. Registration is required. Contact your town or city hall to register. No medical waste, explosives, waste oil, or asbestos, or electronics. A big event coming up in Sharon, October 13th, the Sharon Fire Department Ellsworth Station celebrating their 50th year of service to the community. They'll be running it from 10 until 1 at the Ellsworth Station on Dunbar Road. Light refreshments and ice cream. There'll be hay rides. Also, fire prevention info, touch truck, and you can check out the firefighters' gear. Coming up on Saturday, October 13th from 9 to 4 at Mohawk Mountain, it's the Fall Festival Craft Show at Music Mountain with a craft show and fun activities like hay rides, face painting, pumpkin carving, painting, food trucks, and more. More information is available at 860-672-6100 on the web, mohawkmtn.com. Lobster and Beef Barbecue at the Ankrum Firehouse October 13th. Doors open at 2, dinner at 3. Tickets are $35 a person. There was a raffle. Doors open at 2 with hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage patties, and drinks available. Dinner is served around 3 p.m. Whole steamed lobster, one bag of steamed clams, barbecue roast beef, potato corn rolls, and drinks. Reservations 518-329-3430. Roast beef dinner held by the American Legion Post in Sharon at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday, October 13th, serving from 4 until 7 p.m. The price $12 for adults. Children under 10, $5, free under 5. Barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. It's all you can eat. Takeouts are available. Housatonic Child Care Center holding a wine and beer tasting and silent auction. Partnership with Salisbury Wines on Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Salisbury Town Grove. Light appetizers will be served. Silent auction items include gift certificates to local businesses and more. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door. For more information, 860-435-9694. The D.M. Hunt Library 17th Annual Auction in the Village will be held October 13th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. It's the major fundraiser, providing 15% of its annual operating budget. This year's top prize in the live auction, which starts at 7:15, is a week stay at a 5-bedroom stone farmhouse in the south of France, located in the Vaison-la-Romaine, a first-century Roman town. The house provides easy access to rich medieval and modern sites. The next swing dance takes place on Saturday the 13th at Dewey Hall on 91 Main Street in Sheffield. The group One Straw Revolution will feature standards from the swing area. The doors open at 7. A dance lesson will also feature Jason Fenton's at 7:30. No partners necessary. The live music starts 1 hour later. A double elimination cornhole tournament at the Sharon Valley Tavern October 14th at 12 noon. Double elimination tournament number 2, $10 buy-in. There's a draw for teams, first and second prizes. The raid date will be Sunday the 21st. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down another 545.91 points yesterday. It starts off today at 25,052.83. The NASDAQ was down 92.99. It stands at 7329.06, and the S&P 500 down 57.31. It starts the day off today at 2728.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.